Hey guys, this is Sai Prakash and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. Nice weather, so damn chill. இந்த நேரத்தில் சூடான பஜ்ஜியும் இளையராஜா சாங்ஸும் கேட்டால் செம்மையாக இருக்கும். ஆனால் அவ்வளோ சீன் போட்டாலும் நான் விரும்பலை. ஸோ வில் கெட் இன் டு இட். ஸோ பிஃபோர் வி ஸ்டார்ட் த பாட்காஸ்ட், ஐ விட் லைக் டு இன்ஃபார்ம் ஒன் திங். ஐ மீன், யா, பிஃபோர் வி கெட் இன் த கண்டென்ட், ஐ விட் லைக் டு இன்ஃபார்ம் ஒன் திங் தட் இட் மை ஷோ யூ தட் திஸ் பாட்காஸ்ட் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் சுஜாதா உதயசங்கர். They are not strangers and all, they are my mother and father, and this happened due to a Gmail mistake I did. But still, I have no issues in keeping my mother's and father's name as the makers of the podcast. And yeah, this time I will talk slowly because in the trailer I talked really fast because I had to cover a lot of content in just 1 minute. So moving on to the topic, glossophobia or speech anxiety is a fear of public speaking. And yeah, this is the exact definition that Google gave me. I actually gave the exact definition because I had to take this properly. So this is basically called stage fear, and we are going to talk about that. This was one of the problems, the major problems which I faced. And I just wanted to share about the, you know, how I came over it, how I talked in front of everyone, how, you know, when I get a chance, I used it. So that's why, you know, people like me, I mean, before, the me before, the people like me, the before, so they will have this problem. So for them to get over this problem, I have decided to take this as a topic for this episode. So to be very, very open, I haven't been to a big stage or in the stage of my school auditorium and all and talked in the mic. Now, it is not because of stage fear. Right now, it is because that I haven't got a chance. And yeah, before, I used to have a lot of stage fear. But actually, stage fear does not mean the fear of talking in a stage. It is a fear of talking publicly. For example, if your teacher asks you to come front and read a few sentences in the class, and if you're not able to read, or when you read, you stammer or read in a low voice, despite of having a potential to speak in a great volume, it is stage fear. When you are not participating in a debate in your class or within your friends group, it is stage fear. Even I had this before. And this was because I thought of how people will judge me. This is one of the tips I would like to give for those who have the stage fear. Don't care about what people say. It is you who are going to, you know, participate in that, and you know what to speak, and that is the right thing. So never think of what people will say. And another thing is that I thought my vocabulary will not be nice, and people will make fun of me. I thought maybe people will say, "Sa, you're a loser. You don't know to talk, so shut up and sit down." But that were just thoughts. The outcome when I read out a lesson in class in front of everyone was different. My friends listened to me. They appreciated me. They clapped for me. That's when I realized, never assume anything before you are actually into it. So people, when you get a chance, don't miss it. Raise your hand. Say, "I want to read or speak." Talk whatever you think is right. Read with full braveness. People will support you and appreciate you. Then there will be some good skills hidden with you. So bring it out. Go for culturals, moons and debates, and a lot more options are available. So just go for it and give it a try in everything. Whether you get selected or not, no matter what, go for everything. And trust me, God and your friends will never put you down.